A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, 29. Beautiful is a head adorned with a precious diadem, set with Indian stones and lustrous pearls. But incomparably more beautiful is a soul rich in knowledge of God, illumined by the most lucid contemplation, and having the Holy Spirit dwelling within it. Who can adequately describe the beauty of that blessed soul? The quoted words of St. Theodoros the Great could invoke in us the memory of virtuous and holy people we have met in our lives, or a testimony of people who describe their feelings when meeting with saints. But in one or the other case, we perceive the inability to fully express some kind of special radiation from these people, which we try to express with words like deep peace, love, grace, and others. We realize that many of these traits that captivate us are the result of a hard struggle in which the man subdued his passions and thus let the virtues stand out. But at the same time, we perceive that there is something more in it, and we usually say that it is filled with God's grace. The teaching of the Holy Father says that man is the image of God, Genesis 1:26. And spiritual life is a process of purification and renewal of the entire human being to achieve likeness with God, Genesis 1:26. The Holy Fathers call this process deification, theosis, and consists in establishing a harmonious cooperation of all the parts that make up a person, body, soul, and Holy Spirit. But this happens when the natural components of a person, body and soul, are silent and the voice of the Spirit is heard, which leads to a new, deeper knowledge of God, who is love. The Holy Fathers offer many means to achieve this likeness. One of them is offered by St. Isaac the Syrian when he says, "Man cannot take possession of the beauty that is within him until he opposes and rejects the beauty that is outside of him. And he cannot truly look upon God until he has completely renounced the world. Whoever humbles himself, God will make him wise, but whoever considers himself wise will fall away from divine wisdom." By immersing ourselves in the teaching of the Holy Fathers, we are gradually approaching the transformation of our soul so that it becomes beautiful and rich in the knowledge of God. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.